It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans. We're enjoying the study of Romans chapter 11. We're going to begin reading with verse 1 with the 11th chapter of Romans. So while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And of course, that's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's at parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that would be www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many, many studies of the Word of God. We have our Constitution there. Plan of Salvation is presented there very clearly. So please, that you would take a look at the website that we have, and please enjoy it. Come to know the Lord Jesus. Grow through it, please, that we can enjoy it each and every day. That's its purpose. And also, please, that you would look, if you'd like to, then email us, and that our email address is parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Now, if that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study, as we read Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What ye not what the Scripture saith? Know ye not what the Scripture saith of Elijah, how that he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness. We're going to end there with the reading and go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this precious study. It's so wonderful, Father, to open your word and fellowship over your precious word. Please, that you would just guide and lead us. Everyone that's listening, Father, I ask that they either have or will come to know you as their personal Savior. The religion that they're involved in, if any, it doesn't matter, Father. What matters is their personal relationship with you. So please today, Father, that you will just touch every heart and they'll come by faith to you and be born again. And then, Father, follow your Spirit as the Spirit comes into the heart and lives within our hearts forever after we've come by faith for salvation. You send us the faith, you give us the strength, you do everything that we may come to know you and you be our Savior. Father, your Son be our Savior. And so we just ask that today that everyone that's listening will come by faith to you and be born again. walk with you each and every day. Find, Father, a place that preaches the Word of God after we're born again. And maybe that's where you're attending, maybe it's not, but just please, please look to the Word of God and look to the power and the strength of God, and by faith find that church home where you should be. So, Father, please just touch every heart today as we study this precious Word. We're talking about the nation of Israel and the Gentiles tonight, so please, just today, so just please guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we looked at that first verse, it says, I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Know ye not what the scripture saith of Elijah? How that he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Now, we'll just kind of visit and fellowship over this section, because when we go back, and there's quite a group today that desires not to have the Old Testament. They find there's no need to study the Old Testament. Oh, there is the greatest need to study the Old Testament. If we did not have the Old Testament and you would read these verses of Scripture here, how could you apply to your life, to your heart, what Paul is saying, unless you have the background of what this means? And of course, this is found back in 1 Kings. And in 1 Kings, it's the story really starts back in the 18th chapter, and you can go from about verse 17 through verse 41 to the end of the chapter almost. And then if you begin with 1 Kings, I don't know if I said 2 Kings or 1, but it's 1 Kings chapter 18, and then 1 Kings chapter 19 is the conclusion of that involves what we're talking about here. But the reason Paul is using this is because he's talking about the nation of Israel being set aside, because they have been set aside. And so is there any hope for the nation of Israel? Well, they have rejected the Messiah. And without the Messiah, there is no hope without coming by faith to the Lord Jesus. But sometimes when we begin to be a little discouraged, as Elijah was discouraged, we find ourselves thinking that we're the only one. We're the only one left. We're the only one that's preaching the Word. And there is a remnant that is present with the church, a true remnant, true born-again believers, not somebody that just says they're a Christian, and we have so much of that today, that folks are not born again. But here we find that Elijah thought he was the only one. And here's the story that builds up to this, and let me share this with you just very quickly. There is back in Elijah chapter, first Elijah chapter 18, and we're going to begin here with verse 21. I'm going to read a few verses, and then we'll jump through some other verses, but so important that we look to this. And Elijah came unto all, verse 21, the people, and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. That is the saddest statement. But it's much the same way today. There are so many that call themselves Christian, but they are not following Christ. They're not following the Lord Jesus Christ. They're following their own religion. They have established a religion. They have established baptism as a rule. They have established so many things that they feel like they have to do in order to please God. But it's established by man, and it's established by what we call a religion. And so this is my religion, and I don't care whether you're Baptist or Presbyterian or Methodist or Catholic or Mormon or whatever your religion is. Whatever your religion is, if it does not bring you, if the preacher of that religion, the preacher of your church, does not bring you to a personal relationship with Christ, telling you that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and it's not a religion, that's what your preacher should tell you. It is a relationship with the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So please that you would come. And so you see, when we look at a religion, and that's exactly what the Jews, Israel, has become a religion. They have held on to their traditions and their rules and their laws. And Paul here is trying to help them to see that the rules and the laws that they are following does not bring salvation to their heart. It only brings destruction, death and destruction. And it's the same with yourself if you do not know the Lord Jesus. Well, what took place here, so many folks had begun to follow the traditions of the Jews, of Israel, that Moses had given the law, but they weren't following the law because the law was for one purpose, and that was for them to see that they were sinners. And then God gave them the tabernacle, and because the tabernacle was a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus, and every part of that shows what our Lord and Savior has done for us. In the courtyard, we have the brazen altar. That's where the sacrifice was to be brought and to be slain and the blood shed, and it was. And so that was a picture of the coming of the Messiah for Israel. And then we begin the walk, because after you have trusted in that shed blood of that sacrifice, which was just something that covered their sins, because you see, until Jesus, the Son of God, completed that work some 2,000 years ago from our time now, until then, it was only a covering. Now, our sins are taken away now, if you come by faith to Jesus. But the same faith that we have, looking back to the cross of Calvary, where Jesus died, took our sins away, and then he rose again, of course, 3 days later, is at the right hand of the Father right now. So you see, they were looking forward to that. They were looking forward, and they would bring their offerings and sacrifices. That sacrifice didn't save them, but by faith it did. By faith. But they had to do it every year because that offering and that sacrifice was not perfect. Well, they began to follow after the traditions and trying to abide by the laws, and they lost total sight of what the tabernacle and the picture that it had for their salvation, that it was all by faith. They lost track of that. And by losing track of that, then it wasn't long that the rules and the laws and the religion of Baal came into the picture. And so then many of the Israelites and Jews begin to follow after Baal. Because you see, when you've got just a religion and you do not have a personal relationship, that's very easy to happen. That's the reason that so many folks, they go from one religion to another religion to another religion, because you see, that's all it is. And whatever religion makes you feel more comfortable, that's where you settle. Well, that's not the way it is. The way it is that it's a personal relationship with Jesus, the Son of God. You must come by faith. The law condemns us. We see that we're a sinner. The Holy Spirit of God deals with us, shows that we're a sinner. Then we've got a decision to make. Do we want to come by faith that Jesus will be saved, or do we turn aside and follow after the religion? The religion's going to kill you. It already has. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. You need a Savior, and that Savior is the Lord Jesus. And I'm not picking on any specific religion, because it's all about a personal relationship that you as an individual have with the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So please come by faith to him, be born again. Here it was against Baal because they started to watch. And again, look at Elijah's comment here. How long, Halchi, between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. But look at the response. The people didn't answer. Instead of them saying, oh, God, Jehovah is our Savior. But they didn't, because, you see, they had compromised so much. So that just led poor Elijah to the fact that he was the only one left. He was the only one. And so he begins here to show the power of God, the power of Jehovah. And so then he said in verse 22 here, he said, then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. Baal's prophets are 450 men. So 450 men are Baal's prophets. Let them, therefore, give us two bullocks. Let them choose one bullock for themselves, cut it in pieces, and lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. Call ye on the name of your gods, being the Baal that worship Baal, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. You see, they had as much faith in Baal as they did in Jehovah. They were so mixed up, and people are today as well. They're so mixed up with their religion that they're missing Jesus. And that is so sad. And we can see it in our country today. We can see it in our land that so many, we got a lot of religious folks, but few are saved. Very few are saved. And the problem here is Elijah felt the same way. He felt like there was nobody saved here. And so he has set this up now. Let's take a bullock. You choose the one you want. You cut that bullock up and prepare it for the fire, and we're going to put the wood, get everything there, and then you call upon your gods to light the fire, and then I'll do the same. Well, the verse 25, and Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself and dress it, for ye are many, there's 450 of them, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning unto even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is journeying, or peradventure he's asleep. You must waken him. They cried aloud. They cut themselves with knives, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. 450 of them kept crying. Okay, now here's Elijah in verse 30. Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of 12 tribes, the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. He made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. They did it a second time. He said, do it a third time. They did it a third time. And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel. Remember, Israel's names changed to Jacob, to Israel. Let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things in thy name. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then fire of the Lord fell, consumed the burnt sacrifice, consumed the wood, consumed the stones, the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Let not one of them escape. They took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. Now, as we look at that, that was in the 18th chapter. And now in the 19th chapter, we find that Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. Now, the problem with this is that he did not tell Jezebel what the prophet, God of Elijah had done. He said, this is what Elijah has done. It was like it was his power and his strength. And you see, it wasn't that way at all. Elijah gave all the credit to Jehovah, to God. And instead of that, why we find that Ahab told Jezebel, really, that it was something that he had done. And also, Ahab shared with Jezebel that Elijah had all the prophets, all of our prophets, the prophets of Baal, put to death. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, this is in the second verse of chapter 19, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and sat down under a juniper tree, and requested for himself that he might die. And he said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And as he laid and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in strength of the meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. Now, as we continue, and I didn't like to spend this much time, but what takes place now, we find that he, even though the people responded in that manner, he still believed that he was the only one. And so as we come now to the verses of Scripture that we have read in Romans, and it came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, throw down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek my life, to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went down and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous to the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel hath forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I am left. And they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest to Hazael, to the king of Syria. And then it continues there, as we find that the promise comes to him, that we find that there is many left. And I was looking for the number here that was coming to him, because you see, here we come all the way. I didn't want to read all those things, and it's all the way to the 20th chapter of 1 Kings. And he answered in verse 15, and then he numbered the young men, the princes, the province, 232, and after the number of people, even the children of Israel being 7,000. And you see, as we look back here, we have in the fourth verse of the 11th chapter of Romans, I have 7,000 who have not bowed to the image of Baal. And so we need to see, and I hated to skip through too much of it, and probably didn't read maybe the right scripture verses that we should be reading. But I want you to see what that God did to show the nation of Israel that he was God. And yet it seems that we didn't have much impact, because Ahab went back, told Jezebel that, hey, here's what he did, instead of giving the glory to God and them bowing down to Jehovah God. They still were upset because all the 450 of the prophets of Baal were put to death. And so we find that Elijah really flees for his life. And when we come, we find that God gives him a promise. And he says, Elijah, you're not alone. And that's the quote we have here in the 18th verse of chapter 19. The 18th verse tells us, and yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, every mouth which hath not kissed him. So you see, God, and I went too far in the 20th chapter there, God gave them, God gave Elijah the promise that there are 7,000. Well, sometimes when we stand alone ourselves, we think that we're the only one left, but we're not. God has held a remnant. And so today we find, I'm going back to the time here of Romans in the year of 60 A.D., that God is going to give a promise to the nation of Israel that there's still a remnant. And so we find, even so then, this is the fifth verse of chapter 11, even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. So you see, there were folks that got saved. Most of them stayed with the tradition of Judaism, with Israel, with the Jews, that with the laws and the traditions. And today many do the same thing. Elijah felt like that was the case in his day, that they followed after Baal, and they were all confused. But God says, no, there is 7,000 that stayed true. And they give the same promise here to these Israelites that are listening, the election of grace. If by grace, then it is no more of works, Otherwise, grace is no more grace. He continues to come back and forth every time. And I tell you, my friend, please do not hold on to your works. Come by faith to Jesus and be born again. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?